What's up, Buttercup? You want some more hair play? You know you don't have to ask. I'm more than happy to do it for you. Come on, then. Lie your head in my lap. You get all comfy, and I'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about a thing when I'm around, okay? Nice and cozy, yeah? My nails are getting a bit long, but I guess it's even better for going through all that hair of yours. You feel nice and warm on me. You know that? I'm not sure I have much to talk about to you today. I know we can enjoy each other's company in silence, but I have to admit I like telling you about my day and what I'm getting up to. Makes me feel spoiled or rotten when I get to share my stuff with you. Undivided attention. Something like that, I guess. Do you prefer if I do it on one side? The other? Or is it just nice hearing it all over? For once, it's all my undivided attention on you. Does it feel nice? You can be honest. Sometimes, being the center of attention makes me all excited and have butterflies in my stomach. Seems like a weird side effect for it, I guess, but that's just how it is sometimes. Can't explain why it happens, but it's like another little thing, I guess. I hope you've been looking after yourself recently. I can't be there for you all the time to remind you to drink water, take your vitamins, and rest well. Gotta do it on your own and do what's best for you. Even if you don't feel like you can be bothered. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Who is the most important person in the entire world? You. So suck it up, Buttercup. No sympathy for you if you're not behaving like you should be. Let me think. Well, it sounds silly, but since I'm focusing on your hair, would you ever let me cut it? Your breathing's increased. Seems like that's not the brightest idea I've ever had. I always feel like it's nicer just a tiny bit shorter, but what do I know? That's just my humble preference. I confess, I actually just cut my own bangs, so that's why they're a bit askew from time to time. I'm not sure how badly I would mess up your hair though, but wouldn't it be cute? I could get you to lie your back on the couch and do the whole barbershop experience for you. First, I would start with a hot cloth on your face and do that weird massage technique they do. It goes over your chin and I almost pull it behind you, but it's not too rough or mean. It's just pressure. Honestly, I think pressure massages are quite effective. I think I told you once before, actually. If you get a mild headache, even though I take painkillers for it, if you get someone to say gently, but if someone gently squeezes your temples and your head, it can actually relieve some of the pain. I don't understand it, but it works. My dad used to do it to me until the medicine kicked in. Ah, I got sidetracked in my story. As I was saying, you're perfect. Barbershop experience by yours truly. Do a nice little face massage with a hot washcloth. Then once you're all nice and clean for me, I bat you dry with a towel. Pet, pet, pet. Not that I would trust myself with a razor to shave you. Even I can admit that's out of my experience range, I guess I could say. Although it could be fun one day, sometime in the very far future. Then I would spritz your hair with water so it goes wet. Then once it's all wet, I would pull the brush through your hair. From the start of your head all the way to the back. Over and over. That's when the scissors and combs come out. When you're all relaxed and almost asleep. Then I just go through one section at a time. I would maybe chop off 2 inches and it would be how I like it. Ooh, and if you wanted to ensure the best possible experience for you, I would even get the buzzers and do the little straight line at the back of your head where the hairline stops, as well as around your ears. Can't forget that. As well as the sides of the temple. Do you know what I mean? That little buzzing is so therapeutic, I can't even explain it. I love the hairdressers. I always get my hair washed when it's time to cut the dead ends off. Having someone wash your hair can honestly feel like a whole other experience. Maybe I should do it to you sometime. A complete pamper day, just for you. You're my only concern in the whole wide world. Would you like that? You know I would happily do it for you. Maybe finally get to try a massage on you. Although, I'm not sure how pleasant it would feel. I learned a lot about pressure points, and the biggest fact I learned is, unfortunately, no pain, no gain when it comes to muscles. But I promise, I'll be gentle. You can get a Swedish massage, I believe you call them. Especially your shoulders. I know that's where you carry all your tension, and don't pretend otherwise. I can see right through ya. How are you feeling now? Nice. Relaxed is the goal, so if you're even just a little bit closer to that, then my efforts have been quite successful, have they not? You want to enjoy it for just a bit longer? That's perfectly okay. Just enjoy it for me, having all this attention on you. You can close your eyes and rest for a bit. I got you. I think I need to start thinking of more stress-reducing things I can do for you. And before you say anything, I know you're probably gonna say something like, "Oh, but it's not your responsibility, it's not your duty." Darling, it most certainly is. And nothing makes me feel better in this world than when you're happy. 'Cause when you're happy, I'm happy. Okay, so before you interject. Just let me have this one, okay? I know my little pampering sessions can help you and de-stress you. But then, when it's time for you to relax, you struggle to switch off. I know it's so easy for me to just say, hey, let's do this. And I can think in theory that you're gonna be completely chilled out from it, but it's just not how it works for some people, and unfortunately, my poor little baby is. And unfortunately, you are. Someone gets a little stressy-wissy, huh? I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You get many more pampering sessions if I get to do the hair cutting session on ya. You're smiling. I know your eyes are closed, but come on, you have to admit, that's not a bad deal. I'll take care of everything. And like, come on. Get the buzzing clipper thing going against ya. It's the best feeling ever. It makes me want to get the side of my head shaved. You know, so I have a little bit shorter. I'm wondering if it would be worth it. I've seen a few girls with that hair recently, and they're able to cover it up by the way they got it cut. So, that would be fun again. I'm enjoying this though. This is nice. It really is. I probably sound sarcastic right now or something, but just having you real close to me. My little heart is very happy right now. Ta-da.